Van Jones went on The View. So Van Jones, he's a guy from CNN.
Oh, I know who Van Jones is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm asking. So,
you know, so Van Jones is a, so he's a lawyer. He's a CNN host and contributor. He is also the person that Kim Kardashian is in business with to get her law degree. She and Van Jones were the ones who approached Trump to do all the criminal justice reform stuff. And she's working. Van Jones is sponsoring her. The way you get a law degree, if you're not in law school, the way she's doing it, you got to be sponsored by a law firm. So Van Jones and his partner are sponsoring Kim Kardashian. That's who she works with. And I have nothing to support this whatsoever other than my own suspicion. I think that she and Van Jones that's going to be the next relationship. I think that is her next
boo. Oh, so this is the guy you always thought she was cheating on Kanye with.
Well, all I know is that when he started up with Kim Kardashian, he somehow ended his relationship with his wife, Jenna. Yeah, so he's divorced now. Like, he's divorced now. She's divorced now. I'm just being gossipy about it. I have no idea. But if Kim Kardashian and Van Jones end up being a relationship, you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. So you can say, see, told you.
Yeah.
Kind of like me with The Weeknd. With The Weeknd and the halftime show, where I said it's going to suck out loud. So Van Jones has this big issue now with The View.
Now, Van, you do spend a lot of time, threading the middle and trying to unite people. But there are those who really accuse you of being a political opportunist, a chameleon, so to speak, who provided a racial cover for a former disgraced, twice impeached President Trump. You said this, and I quote, "Donald Trump, and I get beat up by liberals every time I say this, but I'm going to keep saying it. He has done good stuff for the black community, opportunity zone stuff, black college stuff. There's a side to Donald Trump that I think he does not get enough credit for." Yet, just recently, you cried on CNN when Joe Biden was elected the 46th president, and you said, "It's easier to be a parent now. Character matters now. Truth matters." You even mentioned George Floyd and said a lot of people felt they couldn't breathe. People in the black community don't trust you anymore. What is your response?
I don't think that's true. If the entire quote I said was that Trump has done a lot of good stuff he doesn't get credit for. And then I went on to say the reason I get credit for it is because he's done all this horrific stuff, said all this horrific stuff, and it completely erases what he's done.
So he's got an issue with, he wanted it to be a softball interview.
Well, yeah, because he's liberal and everybody on The View except for one person are liberal. So I think that he was expecting that they were just going to have like a nice conversation, that he wasn't going to be attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody is all bad and not everybody is all good. So what he was saying was, yeah, for the most part, Trump has done terrible things for this country. He's a horrible human being. He's awful. I can list the terrible things he's done. However, he did do one or two good things. And one of the good things that he did was with Van Jones and Kim Kardashian, he passed something called the First Step Act. That's what he was referring to. Mm-hmm. The First Step Act is where it's a criminal justice reform bill that when you get out of prison, it helps you find a job and it gives you transportation, a place to, it helps you get out of the criminal mindset, because most of the time you get out of prison and what do? You go back to that same environment with those same people and you've nothing, you've no hope. The First Step Act gives you hope. It gives you education. It gives you stuff that you can do to better your life.
So it was good, something good.
It was something that Van Jones and Kim Kardashian came up with, Van Jones's law firm, and she convinced Donald Trump to sign it. So it's like one of those, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. So for the most part, yeah, Donald Trump is everything that he was accused of being, a white supremacist, a racist. He did terrible things. He, was a COVID denier, all that stuff. However, it's not saying that those things aren't true. They are true. He just is also saying he did one or two good things that Van Jones was at the heart of. It's not like he's putting Trump on a it was a really unfair question. It was totally a manipulative question, because for the most part, Van Jones is like, Trump is a piece of shit. Like, he doesn't say nice things about him. Mm-hmm. But, he did have this one thing that he got Trump to do, probably because Kim Kardashian's hot and was like, hi, sign this, and he did. So there you go.
But can we stop being worried about each other's feelings and just ask the damn question and not worry about softball and hard. This is what this is why TV sucks. We should be right. able to ask these questions without him coming after The View now saying that was totally uncalled for, not cool. You know, no, that you did the interview. We're coming up with questions. We're asking you questions. If you can't answer it, screw off. Don't do interviews then.
Yeah, I mean, he should have him of all people. I mean, he's a contributor. He's on television all the time. He should be the first person to be like, kind of an unfair question because that's not who I am. Let me tell you who I am. Like, the fact that he's now saying he felt ambushed and, you know, hurt and all that kind of stuff. It's like, grow up.
Grow
the hell up. Yeah, grow up, grow a pair. You went on a show to be interviewed. What did you expect? Mm-hmm. And here's here's my bigger issue with his response. What a sexist. You know, it's like you think a bunch of women are going to ask you questions about what? Cooking and your shoes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that was Sunny Hostin. She's an attorney. You know, she's a smarty pants. She was at CNN for years. So, and she was ABC News for years. So she's going to ask you the hardball questions. So I feel like it was really sexist of him to think that a bunch of women were going to ask him, you know, easy questions. So
that's why I went on The View to get soft served. No. You came on here. We're going to ask you questions. If you don't like it, don't do interviews. Sit at home and stare at the wall.
That's a thing now. I mean, even like if you get interviewed by Perez Hilton, he's going to ask you a tough question. Like, just, you know, get used to it. Get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't go get interviewed. Listen, I just got off a book tour and my book was kind of controversial. I said a lot of things in my book that were true, but people didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got asked a lot of questions like, you say in your book, blah, blah, blah. How can that be true? And it's like, but I didn't make it up. You know, it's Live Aid. That money that went from Live Aid was used not for famine.
It's not an opinion book. It's not my opinion. Book.
It was actually, that's exactly. And I didn't come up with that. You know, Bob Guccione Jr. and his sister did. Mm-hmm. And it was a published article in, you know, he published it, but no one really talks about it because Live Aid is such a feel good thing. But you need to know that $127 million went towards a military coup in Ethiopia. None of it went towards famine. You just need to know that. I mean, it's not my news. I'm the messenger here.
Well, but you didn't go back after The View after that and say, that was not a cool question. You know,
no, see, but I'm different than he is. I like those. I like being controversial. I like those tough questions. I like being in that place,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise you're boring. Otherwise, if you don't have an opinion, what am I listening to you for?